Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. I'm not motivated at all, but I'm Mindy. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
There's a reason why I'm not so motivated. Before we start this episode, trigger warning for naughty stuff.
What did we do before the podcast?
Yeah, what did you both do? Please tell our audience.
Neona had too much hand cream and she gave me some of hers with her hands on my hands. And we had an intimate moment.
Sounds so weird if you tell it like this. It's something completely normal. But if you tell it like this, then it's just like, wow. Okay, what's happened?
Yeah, I'm Sam, by the way. Hi.
Hi.
And I'm Neona.
Yeah.
Neona has very soft hands.
Thank you.
The paws on your hand. I can just imagine you both like, holding hands and just like creaming each other with the hand cream.
Then
you look deeply into each other's eyes and like, oh, your hands.
How did we get to this point?
I don't know. You were talking about your research group and that they are like also naughty and everything.
Oh, it was just funny.
No. Oh my. But yeah, Neona, welcome back. It has been a while.
Finally, I'm back. Finally. So I have time again. can live again.
Yeah, Neona was like on the border to death. I think this is how you can compare writing a master thesis, right?
Yes, I guess. don't sleep anymore. Sleep isn't necessary in your life. Then
no sleep, no food, no healthy
no
lifestyle.
Drink.
And no drink.
Because also, you're too busy, so you forget to drink. Yeah, it's some days where really, yeah.
Oh my!
But I survived.
You survived. You finished your thesis, and today was your last day. You said
yes. So I give back my keys and everything. Yeah, it was a very sad moment.
Yeah. It was interesting when you told us that you had like several keys and everything, that you had keys to all of the rooms and how it's called experiments.
Yeah. So my I don't know, key thingy.
Chain?
Keychain?
Is it called no, I think it's something
key
additional, right?
Ring? No.
The thing where you put all your keys onto.
Yes.
It's the now key very ring. Light. Yeah, it's very light now, so. Yeah.
Like, no key anymore, it's just a wing.
Yeah.
Remember when.
Remembering. Yeah,
oh my. No. So what are you doing now with your life? Now that you finally got your life back, kind of?
I don't know.
Podcasting.
Yeah,
podcasting.
Visiting friends again, now that I have time.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sam and I, we just saw each other a few days ago. Last week? How was your week? Weekend?
It was fine. I told you I read a book for someone, another author who wants to publish a book. And I told him my thoughts and opinions about his steampunk crime novel.
You need to tell the audience about your idea, what you wrote him.
Yes, I was going to. So he just asked for general opinions and if he saw any mistakes and stuff like that. And I had to fill out a form with details about what I liked or what I didn't like. And I also added that I really liked two of the side characters. And if they could probably perhaps be in love, pretty please. and he said, yeah, okay, fine. I do that.
No, that's the second book all about.
No, for the first book I test read, I was too scared to say something when I wanted two characters to get together. But for the second person, I was like, okay, I just write it down. I don't know him. I don't know him at all. I found him on Instagram. But I had to laugh so much.
Just trying to ship any characters.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fact that you can already write like a fan fiction about a story and publish it at the same time.
As the book comes out. And I didn't want to repeat this for a second book.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. this made me very happy. Also,
that's really nice.
I'm helping with animation from some friends, and I'm learning new stuff about animations, and I think I want to reorganize the organization of our animations that we have.
Improve our organization with our organization skills is like...
Exactly. So yeah, I want Mindy to draw more stickers for our animation so it looks nicer than when I do it. And have more artists helping me out so it looks nicer and we have shared work because I'm also working on another project.
Yeah, you have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm having fun.
Yeah, we, like in my head, you're like sitting there with like two laptops and like one hand is editing, the other hand is just, I don't know, not even university stuff, it's just like reading a book or something.
No, it's, I have several tabs open on my laptop. I can't do two laptops, but yeah, basically.
Maybe in a few months you can do both.
In the future.
In the future,
when the money comes in.
Develop the skill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
So yeah, I hope to do more stuff with those people from the animation. And maybe when we see that the deadline is fixed, we can invite some of them over and advertise a little. Because it's a really fun project. I don't want to say anything yet about what it is about, but it's...
Yeah, I read some of the summaries that you showed me.
Yeah.
From, I think,
Kickstarter
page or anything.
Yeah.
And it sounded very, how did I describe it? Crazy.
Yes.
The ideas were crazy. Like, I also don't want to spoil anything. So I will not go into details. Sorry, Niona.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you a link.
It's like they have very weird combinations of topics and it's very interesting and crazy.
Okay.
And I'm interested in how it turns out. Because there are like a lot of motivated people, I think.
Yeah, I saw some art for it and it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I'm very excited to see it.
We can show you afterwards.
Yeah.
Apart from this, Niona, has been a long time. Do you remember anything from our story that Sam wrote when she was young? Which Sam actually didn't like, which she always doesn't like.
Seventh grade was it. And I wrote a story in seventh
grade. So
that's how you want to introduce it.
There was Marcy.
That's
your
good.
Favorite character.
Yes. Still favorite character, by
still
the way.
Still favorite?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice, very
didn't
nice.
Happen so, like, didn't appear in the last few chapters. But
oh, no!
Only once.
Then there was this guy and the main character, and they are somehow both in love, suddenly.
Mm. Mm.
And then I think the last thing I remember is she was at home with her brother. And then they went outside because something was outside and there was blood on the floor or stuff like this.
Yes.
Was there also a dead cat? I don't know. I don't know. There was something with
the cat.
I think
we told you. I think you weren't there for the dead cat.
I think you only saw the puddle of blood.
Yeah, I remember this puddle of blood on the floor.
Mm.
But...
Yeah, and the cat who bit Trudy and everything.
Ah, yes. The cat. Yeah. Mm. This I also remember, yeah.
Yeah,
I think our prediction was that the next chapter is out of the perspective of the cat. I think you talked about this.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Would have been so much better if it was.
Yeah, we need to tell you what happened. Oh my god. Not even a lot happened.
Well, some stuff happened. She dreamt for a while.
Yeah, she had a dream where Sebastian, the cat, appeared and told her that something is like her fault or that she could have prevented the death of the cat. And the way, like, how, like, I talked with Sam about this, and she told me that it has to do with something that happened before the whole story starts. So something happened before everything starts, so Trudy could have prevented the death of the cat. But we have no idea what it is about.
Okay.
So this is one thing, and I think, yeah, she woke up, had some kind of, I don't know, was sad, Rico comforted her and everything. And I think then she talked with a friend. And the friend was like, oh yeah, are you together now with Gordon or something?
Mm-hmm.
The guy, you told.
Yeah.
And how did she ask it again? Like, she was...
You have bad taste or something.
Oh yeah, she was like, oh god, I'm like such a bad taste. But are you together now?
I'm happy for you.
But you have very bad taste.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a fun thing. I think it was also before she dreamed or something. But yeah, and now there's like drama going on. Like I even don't know what happened first. So suddenly she's in love with Gordon.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh yeah, he's hot and she likes him.
Okay.
And then I think he kissed her on the forehead or anything. I don't know. Or the heart or anything.
Yeah.
Like on the school ground. And then she got embarrassed because everyone at the school ground was watching them. And then Gordon was like, oh, I knew it. You're embarrassed of me. And then he went to the toilet and cried. And then Trudy was like, okay, I don't love him anymore. I want to end this relationship.
Yeah, she stood in front of the bathroom for a while and waited, but he didn't come out. And they had a class.
Yeah.
And after the class, they talked.
Yeah, and then, oh my god, she went into... I was waiting for drama. Like, it ended on this note, like, after the class ends, I will talk with him, and then we break up this relationship. Or, it didn't even start. And then, after the class, they met, and then she was like, oh yeah, I love you. And I was like, what?
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 I think it was more like, I like you. I don't think they said I love you yet. But it would have been too...
It would be very fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So they are...
But still.
They are in a relationship now, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not really sure. Okay. And now he joined her friends group. And yeah.
They were watching Marcy making out with another guy from 12th grade.
Yeah.
Mindy also didn't like this scene.
No.
They were making fun of Marcy because the guy from 12th grade was licking her face. And Gordon was like, he will get food poisoning from all the makeup he's swallowing.
What?
Yes.
What? How are they making out? Is she making out with a dog? Or?
Small Sam didn't know how people make out. Old Sam still doesn't know.
I just imagine him like biting. How is this called? The eyelashes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have like fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the guy biting on the eyelashes and just eating them.
Okay, that's a you problem with your magic. Like
that's my imagination. I want him to eat the eyelashes.
Okay.
No licking, please.
That's not in the book, by the way.
Okay.
This is not what happened. This is my fan fiction.
Interesting.
Yeah, and isn't this that everything happened?
So. Yeah, and then they were like, high five, good joke. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For this joke with the mega.
Oh, wow.
It's horrible writing. I apologize.
Yeah, and... We need to tell you about our predictions. So during the last few chapters, we were thinking about, like, Trudy always has this feeling of, like, something is off.
Or yeah.
Maybe something is watching her or the shadow or anything. So something is weird.
And they are living in the Matrix.
We had the idea that she's actually in a coma.
Ah, okay.
And that every time when someone, like, comes into her hospital room or anything and tries to wake up or talks with her, she has like a weird feeling of being watched.
Yeah.
And our prediction was that in the real world, she's together with Marcy.
Would be an interesting combination.
Yeah. But now she's dreaming of Gordon and everything, so it's like, what happens when she wakes up or anything? So we have some ideas. We don't know in which direction it goes.
Oh, and maybe this cat who talked to her, which died in this blood puddle, was from the accident which bring her in the first place to this coma.
Oh!
That makes sense.
Nice. This is how we continue the story. Okay.
I like this version better.
So should we figure out what really happened after the high five?
Please don't.
Let's continue our story, right? by the way, how was your lunch?
Oh, we forgot, right?
How was your lunch?
It was good. I still had a lot of money on my card left, so I had to take a lot.
Oh!
In the cafeteria, right?
Yes, in the cafeteria, sorry. Mm-hmm. And therefore I took a salad and a dessert, that which I never do.
Wow.
And also a quesadilla for the main lunch. Mm. And I think that was it, yeah.
Nice.
Tasted very good.
So how much money do you still have left on your cafeteria card?
I still had 10 euros afterwards left on the card, but then we went in the afternoon to the smaller cafeteria where you get coffee and stuff like this and get some sweets, and I invited everybody, so I had no money left on the card.
Perfect.
Because, cool. I mean, in the end, it just gets lost if it's not used up, so that's why.
Do you have to give your student card back when you leave?
For the university, I'm not exmatriculated yet because I still don't have my grade for the master. Mm-hmm. But not sure how it is in the end for the university. Maybe. Not sure. And maybe I have also to give my card back. I think there's also still money on this card. Oh!
No,
do you want to invite us?
Let's go to the Mensa.
Mensa. Cafeteria.
But I think there's also Mensa in English, because we say Mensa all the time.
Okay.
But maybe it's also just that the English people in our group adapted the German Mensa word, but I'm not sure.
When I write to friends, I always say cafeteria. I don't know.
I don't have friends. So.
Okay.
No online friends. I never write people.
Well, thank you.
No! I really want... Oh my god.
We're just leaving.
No!
Last week, that's enough for the evening.
No. It wasn't like meant on a negative way. It was more like, I want to have online friends who I can talk to about my passionate...
Love. For heaven's official blessing.
Yes. But I don't know. I have like... How's it called?
A wall.
An inner wall? Which prevents me from writing people online because I'm scared of them. I don't know why.
But I also don't like to do it. I'm also already bad on WhatsApp. I'm really bad with WhatsApp writing. So voice messages are better.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I'm really bad with writing. And I mean, it doesn't get better anywhere else.
But is it because you don't like writing? Or
I don't know. I just always don't know what to tell on WhatsApp, and I don't sometimes know how to interpret the message, so if there's no smiley, I'm really not sure how the person's thinking.
You was looking at me, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just looking because Minnie was looking.
No, she never used smileys ever.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes, I don't know, I get the feeling, just the person is pissed off or something like this because there's no smiley. It's not, it was worse in the past, now it's better, but I don't know. I'm just not good at writing on messages.
Yeah, exactly, like when you're on Discord also, like I also think maybe I write too much or something, and then I think, oh, maybe I should be like a cool kid and write like a small, like, short sentence or something, or how much should I tell them, or I'm not sure. Sam, teach me, be my sensei.
Yeah, we can switch phones again. I write Discord for you, you write to my support.
Yeah. This we can do.
Yeah.
But then you also, then I will tell you to start. No, I don't want to tell. Damn it.
You can tell me everything.
Okay. But I don't think you want to know everything.
Maybe I do.
What
did you have for lunch, Mindy?
Actually, I had kimchi fried rice.
Yeah. What even is kimchi?
It's... fermented cabbage.
Ah.
It's like in Korea, every time you get it.
It's not like sauerkraut.
No.
No, it doesn't taste like sauerkraut. So at least the kimchi I ate so far.
So I'm just showing Sam a picture. So this is kimchi. It's
Yeah, describe it for the audio listeners.
Yeah, it's just cabbage.
Okay.
Weiß gut.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And you just put it inside of like a spicy sauce.
Yeah.
Ferment it. Just let it just rest with all of this spices and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just eat it as a, how's it called? As
side dish
to your main dish. And sometimes you also can combine it with rice or make like a stew or something. Mm-hmm. And it's very spicy. But it has more like a comfort spice to it. Yeah. If you like, I can get it once and then you can try it. Because in the beginning, I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Mac liked it. Mm-hmm. And then after I ate more of it and got used to the taste. Because it's like uncommon maybe for you.
Yeah.
Then it's really nice. Like now I like it.
Okay.
So next time I will bring it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your lunch?
Well, I had a hard day at work.
Oh no.
I almost broke the website.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure. We're a website team.
Whoop. It looked like I accidentally deleted a site, but thankfully it was still there. So when I came home, I just showered and ate one slice of toast with garlic because it was the only thing I had at home. But therefore, I'm very glad that we had pizza. Thank you to Niona for dinner.
Welcome. The way to this pizza was very, like...
yeah, hard way.
All of us were like, oh yeah, I don't know what we want to eat. And like, yeah, Niona, decide you. And she's like... I also don't know.
I thought you had stuff planned.
Me too.
Oh,
no. pizza always goes for this occasion.
Absolutely great. It was one of the best pizzas I ever ate. And it was with vegetables, so it was even healthy.
Yeah, we had two ones. Like one was with salami and...
The other one was with vegetables.
Yeah, the other one was with a lot of vegetables. Yeah. Both of them were really nice.
Very great.
I didn't have to put salt on it.
Didn't notice.
Yeah. Normally I have like my salt, like a bottle of salt on the table just in case something is not salty enough for me. But here I didn't need it. So it was very nice. But yeah, this was our dinner.
Yep.
Sam doesn't want to go into the story at all.
I do not.
Okay. Thank you for listening. So let's go into the story, right?
Yeah.
So how are we going to read it now? I think you're a narrator again, or...
I don't want to read it.
Maybe Niona wants to be narrator?
I can do it.
Is Niona Trudy talking, then you can do Trudy.
Okay, but I'm only doing Trudy. You do all the other voices.
Okay.
We already know about this.
I just make the text bigger. And Sam is like, oh, no.
Put it away from me.
I don't want to see
right
this.
In your face.
Okay. Don't. So... What has happened so far?
Okay, so Trudy is dreaming weird shit after finding a dead cat. What? Trudy is dreaming weird shit after finding a dead cat, and then she woke up crying, and then she went to school. On her way to school, she felt watched.
This is what all Sam nice. Wrote to sum up what happened, by the way.
So that she was dreaming weird shit was very important for you.
Yeah, it happened in two chapters. That's why I wrote it down twice.
Nice.
Okay.
Very good sentence. They were back at school and Gordon acted weird.
Yeah, he was nice to her and she was like, nope.
But they're loving each other, so shouldn't he be nice?
No, he was nice and then everyone was watching them and then he went into the bathroom crying. Okay, okay. So this was a weird thing.
Ah, yeah, okay. Trudy has a bad feeling sometimes and also fell in love. Marcy is mean. Rico's also there. Gordon got accepted by Trudy's friends.
I like your summary.
Yeah. Very nice. And it continues.
Grassley poor dude, high five!
Shouted Jacob, raising his hand. Gordon flinched at first, as if he was afraid of getting beaten up, but then he punched it.
Here we assume that he punched Jacob in the face, like okay. slapped him.
So knocked him out.
Jacob is lying on the floor.
Bleeding from the snow.
Again, a blood puddle is there.
Yeah, and then he gives like a thumbs up, like, oh, good high five.
After school, Gordon accompanied Rico and me a little towards the train station. We talked about this and that.
Okay, this is where I live.
He said at some point and we stopped. We were now in an area where the people don't like to be unarmed and right in the dark.
Oh my god. Everyone is running around with a rifle. Just like, okay, now it's my turn. Like, what is this area where he lives?
Sounds like a rough area.
Yeah, rough area. There was an area before the railway station where I used to go to school to. On my way to the railway station, there was an area where you wouldn't want to be alone and unarmed.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
So how did you arm yourself at night?
I had a pocket knife.
Okay. So you were safe.
Yeah, but I also wasn't out at night. I mean, but I also had a pocket knife.
I can imagine myself just sitting there and just like playing with my knives.
Yeah.
Like mini Mindy.
Yeah.
We made it always these gangsters in movies with a pocket knife.
We made a joke like last time when we talked. Was it last time? I think so. When we talked about my English teacher, like Sam, like he didn't want to throw me out of class because I was late. But he normally throws out everyone who is late. So Sam assumes that I was sitting there with my knife and was like, you want to throw me out? Are you sure about this? And I told her the story. Yeah, I was very shy and scared.
And I was like, maybe the teacher was scared of Mindy.
Yeah, but this reminds me of it.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. We were petting a lot of dogs during the episode because we were out at the river.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
At night,
Four or five times there was a dog. There was three times the same dog.
And two other dogs.
The dog just went back and forth.
Interesting.
Yeah, but let's see what this what this area is about.
We have so fun, like, throwback to when Sam was small and Mini Mindy was Mini Mindy, and you were a little bit older than me, and I was scared at the train station, and you were there playing with your knives. You met before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We could combine the stories here, right?
Yes, please.
Like, oh, yeah, the Mini Mindy in the story that we wrote, like, in the first season for the listener. I think the area where she lived was also, like, not the safest one. So maybe this area is, maybe this is the area also where she lived. And she's actually sitting there playing with her knife and
talking to herself.
saying something about, like, a gym or a flippy or something like this. The Walter.
Just sitting there like, gym! Playing with her knife.
Gym! Oh my gosh!
Okay.
It's so fun if we rewrite the first part so they cross paths now and then.
Oh, this would be so nice.
Yeah, let's do that.
Therefore, it's a good time that we read the second season now and then we, like, continue writing the first season book.
Yeah, and edit the first.
Yeah, and then we can add some. Okay.
He fumbled for the keys as he headed towards a large grey building. It was one of these gloomy boxes with many small windows like squinted eyes. In front of some of these windows were flowers or inside were colourful cushions. But both were just hopeless attempts of bringing some cheerfulness into this sad desolation. I was quite horrified. Gordon didn't fit in here at all.
So that's very judgmental of a small Sam to write it like that.
Yeah,
it actually sounds like my building. Right?
And I apologize for that also. Because I would just like the gloomy boxes with many small windows like squinting eyes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the description that we're currently in.
That's my house, by the way, where we are sitting
I'm
right now.
Sorry.
So now I know what you think of my house.
Small Sam thought of that house. I can't complain about this house. Your room is so much nicer than my room.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are not many flowers. Like, my flowers are dried.
Because you kill them.
I just don't from water outside, them.
From outside, you can see a circle around where Mindy lives. And from the neighbors also die just by
questions. True. Just like maybe they just recognize the beauty of dried flowers.
Of course.
Of course, yes. But I like the judgmental mini Sam here.
Small Sam.
Small Sam.
Mini Mindy and Small Sam.
Aww.
You need those alliterations.
Small Sam.
Yeah, I disagree with Small Sam and but you can see what kind of person Small Sam was. Very, I don't know.
So Sam is now so small. Trudy is now like, okay, I don't love him anymore. He doesn't fit here. And if he fits here, I don't love him anymore.
But
I'm
horrified. Want to marry a rich guy.
Okay, all right.
Maybe the apartment where he lives is very, like, underground apartment under the building, and it's very fancy.
Or maybe he's just, like, 5 Rolexes in his room.
Yeah.
Oh. Just a bad building.
Yeah. Maybe. Doesn't look good on the outside, but maybe better on the inside.
Yeah.
Let's see. We could pick you up here tomorrow before school.
He could suggest it.
Oh, yes, I would love to. You better hurry now, Fro, so you don't miss your bus.
Go on, Zed. He first shook Rico's hand. Is it really is called shook your hand?
Yeah.
Interesting. Never saw this.
Shook hand?
Shook hand? Really?
Like, from shaking hand, shook. I think that's correct. It's translated with deep L, not with...
No, it's just, I never heard it. I don't know. Okay. So, he first shook Rico's hand, then kissed me lovingly on the cheek.
Cheek.
Cheek?
Yeah, cheek.
Oh, okay. Finally, he disappeared into this building that looked so repulsive.
Still dissing the building.
Yeah. She doesn't like
Trudy really just takes pictures, puts them on like Instagram, just like, oh, this building is so repulsive.
When did this happen? Back in 2012, was there already Instagram?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. She just goes Facebook, to her MySpace page. actually, when I read the sentence, or when you read it, he first shook Rico's hand, then kissed. And I was like, oh, he's kissing Rico! On the cheek! I didn't read the me. Yeah. So I didn't read that he was kissing Julian. In my head, I was like, oh, I'm no shipping Gordon and Rico.
Oh, no.
I'm not good sure if this is a good ship.
Yeah, because Rico is also saying, we could pick you up here tomorrow before school. Like, he's very nice, and like, yeah, we can just get you and everything. And then Gordon's answer is like, oh, yes, I would love to. Looking at Rico in his eyes.
Lovingly.
Oh, you should hurry now, Rico, so you don't miss your bus. Oh, yeah, Trudy, by the way, hello. You're also here looking at my building, disgusting.
Yeah, Trudy doesn't even notice they are making out, and she's so upset about the building.
She's just standing there, looking angrily at this building.
Yeah.
Thinking bad stuff in her head.
Oh my god.
My brothers seem to have read my mind. Sorry. Okay. Whew. Sorry.
Ooh, now it's getting warm, yeah?
My brother seemed to have read my mind again because he said,
oh, sis, it doesn't matter where he lives. As long as you love each other, everything is fine.
It didn't sound very convinced, though.
Like, how long are you going, like, the whole chapter is just about ranting about a Gordon's building.
A little later, we were A little later, we were on the bus home. Before Marcy got off at her stop, she passed us and dropped a note in my lap with her icy smile.
Wake up, or you will regret it.
It said, wasn't that totally psycho? I tore up the note and dropped the shreds under the seat.
Shreds.
Yeah. I think Marcy wants to help her.
Wake up. Wake up, Trudy.
Wake up! Because maybe Gordon is like her like enemy in the real world.
He's just tricking her mind somehow.
Yeah, he tries. Oh, it would be so interesting when she wakes up and she doesn't know who's like her partner or like, I don't know, loving person.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marcy and Gordon are there, and in her dream world, she's together with Marcy in the coma. With Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And in the real world, originally with Marcy, but then she got so confused by the dream and everything, because Gordon was always talking with her, like, when she was in the coma. Like, oh yeah, you're together with me, or something like this. Doing, like, hypnosis or anything.
Yeah, just talking to her, Unterbewusstsein.
Unconsciousness?
Subconsciousness,
yes.
Yeah.
And Marcy just wants to help her. That's a really nice story.
Yeah.
I'm really getting into it, Mar. Hi. She just wants to help.
Yeah.
And Marcy doesn't understand. She's like, oh yeah, totally psycho.
No, Trudy doesn't understand.
Yeah. Trudy. Getting confused. Already. Yeah.
Rico had been reading along and was looking at me worriedly. No matter what happens, I'm leaving him.
Oh, wait, I have to read
it. I like Leona's version. Yeah, no matter what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to regret it. So, truly. No matter what happens, I'm not leaving him.
I said resolutely.
It would be so nice if she's like, yeah, I'm leaving him. Oh my.
What happens? I'm leaving. Nice.
Oh.
And because it had just drawn on me, I squealed a moment later.
Ah! I have a boyfriend now.
His voice.
She's like very really, like not happy about it. Like.
We looked at each other and we went, and then we laughed. Gosh, what today's? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, this was the chapter.
And I apologize for it. It sucked.
I like your wedding
hate
about
this building.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to call this episode. I will definitely write something with building into it.
Okay.
Or houses or anything. Went about grey houses.
No.
Gordon is living in a house.
Oh wow!
And Trudy is not liking this at all.
She wants him to live in a tent.
Oh yeah. Then she's maybe like, okay, this is better than this grey, ugly house that you're living in.
I'm upset.
I like that you're sitting there every time after we read a chapter and you're like, I hate this. I hate this so much.
I'm upset that I wrote so much. I mean, it's already longer than last time. I mean, we've been working on this for over a year now.
Oh, you mean the second season, though?
Yeah, isn't it? Second season? We did have a lot of guests in the second season.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it was more like...
It feels so much longer, and I'm upset I did.
It was not like we were recording an episode every week.
No.
So therefore it felt longer, but if you like, we can just, I don't know, record it more often so that we get over it earlier.
Yes,
and then
please.
We can write our own stuff.
Yes, yes.
Perfect. So now, listener, you know, now next episodes will only be story, and then it will get better, we promise, hopefully.
I know that it won't get better during the story, but yeah.
Is there still much left?
I prepared the next text documents for the next episodes and we'll have episodes until October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's really long.
Yeah. But I thought it's nicer if we talk more and don't read as much text.
Yeah.
I think we're having more fun, right? Yeah.
I think when we're reading just the text, it's 15 minutes or something or less.
Yeah. But if we read more text, I get more upset. This is how much I can take per episode.
Okay.
Now we can talk about our food again.
Nice. So now this podcast will be more food.
Related.
Yeah, I think in this season, we are actually really talking a lot about like our personal stuff or stuff that happens. And I really like it.
Yeah.
And then we have also the story, which goes on every time. It's more like we have like two parts. Which we have, and I enjoy it. Makes fun.
Yep. Yeah. I also enjoy it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Want to join next time also?
Yeah. I think so.
Now that you're a free person.
Free time. I don't know what to do with my time, so I also can come here.
You can just join our YouTuber career. maybe you can draw something for Sam also.
Oh, I'm really bad at drawing. Not sure. Really?
You can finally send me your voice lines.
Oh my gosh.
True? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I can do this. I think so.
Your voice actor career is going to the next phase.
Push it forward.
Definitely.
Ah, yeah, true. Yeah, I will do it.
Okay.
Voice it or you will regret it. Then Sam will stand in front of your apartment just like, how could you?
Ah, I know where your house lives.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. So, what are your predictions for next time?
She will rant more about the house, of course.
Maybe I think she will.
She really will?
I think she will.
Really?
I think she will.
Like, she just started with Gordon's house, and then she goes to the next one, is like, ah, this one is also not better.
And then she goes to her whole city.
Yeah, and then at some point she studies architecture. Because she cannot live with all of these horrible houses anymore. She's like, okay, I want to change it. This would be so fun. Like, after she wakes up from the coma, she's like, I don't know, 20 years older or anything.
Yeah.
And then it's like revealed that she's actually an old woman who studied architecture and, I don't know,
maybe that's world. Also why she hates the house so much, because she has this architecture.
She knows how a good house should look like.
Yeah.
Oh. And then she stands in front of the house and is like, okay, the static, also bad.
Yeah. Like, I love our side story with this coma. It really, really fits into everything. It's really nice.
Maybe you can write the continuation also. You can join our we will write a chapter every time and then, and then we are going to read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This would be nice.
Okay, the next chapter is really cool. I thought I remembered, I think at some point, but it was another point, she talks about how nice her own house is. And I wondered if it was the last
Wenting about other houses and then like, oh, mine is better.
Yeah. Mine.
Look at these beautiful curtains. And, oh, look at this garden. And, oh, this
look
flowers.
At my flowers.
And this nice roof.
And then Gordon is standing there like, I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry.
And then he's going to the toilet and crying again.
And then he goes to not even to the bathroom from the house. Like behind the house. Just like, oh.
Sad. Hashtag sad life.
Hashtag sad life. As every episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Or does anyone want to tell our listeners where they can also find us if they don't want to wait for 2 weeks?
No.
No. Just don't follow us on Instagram, where we are Fiction After Lunch. No, please follow us.
We're also on Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
YouTube.
Fiction After Lunch.
Twitter.
Fiction and Lunch.
And then
you can support us on Patreon or Ko-fi. We have some bonus episodes there. I went about like a girl. Yeah. I went and there are like bonus episodes which are very fun. And
yeah, and I read stories I wrote myself, so we have a few horror stories over there.
If you send us a screenshot of a 5-star review from wherever you could review, and a prompt, Sam will write a little 500 to 750 word story for you, which we will read on the podcast. Prompt can be from season 1 or 2, it doesn't matter. I prefer to write about water. or also
prompt Walter.
Yeah, sure. Or also a fan fiction if we talked about the series before on the podcast.
Heaven's
if you know we watched
blessing. What? I never said.
Donate.
What? Aww. Maybe I can send us a 5-star review and then ask you to write about it.
Yeah.
Okay, what nice. About you? Do you want people, I don't know. What do you want to tell our listeners?
I don't know. I'm very tired.
Do a master thesis.
Do a master thesis. It's very great. Very nice time. Not.
Miona has a breakdown right now.
Oh no, she's no. Started crying.
No, I'm just happy it's over.
Oh.
So everything's perfectly fine at the moment.
Okay.
Now you also have like a phase where you will see a physics book and you will like, oh no, don't show it to me. And you will have like a trauma and PTSD coming back from your master thesis.
I had
time.
To look at my master thesis yesterday because it's already handed in. Mm-hmm. And today I did a presentation about final results to the group therefore I had to look at it yesterday, and then I found mistakes, and I was there like, oh no, there's a miss, so spelling mistakes. So no physical mistake, but spelling mistakes and stuff like this. And I was there like, oh gosh, oh, this I handed in, oh gosh,
oh no,
how could I? And I know it's not as bad, but it feels really bad for me.
I think that happens to everyone.
Yeah, because I really don't want to read it, but I had to because I had to do this presentation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, normally I try to avoid it, but yeah, this time there was no chance. I also didn't read my bachelor thesis again. I just sent it in and never looked at it again.
Oh, same. I was like, okay, it's done. I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to see which mistakes they're still in. And yeah, I just, no, yeah. Don't tell me.
It's also like you worked so hard on like this project and thesis, and yeah. Then it's like, okay, now it's done, and then you feel like the freedom and everything afterwards.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I don't want to feel the pressure or anything when I look at my thesis and think about all of the hard work I put into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's nice that you have like a product in the end, which is actually astonishing.
Yeah, but you don't want to look at the product and don't want to talk about the product. It's just there.
Yeah. Your sweat and your blood and your sleepless nights went into this thesis.
There were no tears. I'm really proud of myself. There were no tears in the end, so...
But everything else I mentioned, blood, sweat.
Yes, actually there was blood because...
What?
No, did you cut your finger on the paper?
Not on the paper, but I'm working on the cheese market and I've never cut myself. I've really never cut myself. But in the last week, I worked there and I cut my finger. I was like, really? It wasn't really bad, so I mean... The knives are sharp, but it wasn't really bad.
Like the whole hand would bleed. She was like, oh, no problem.
No, it was just a little bit in the finger. But it was one of the first times I cut myself when I was working at a cheese market, and I was like, come on. Is it really happening? It's just a sign that I have to end this.
It's like, no, it's done.
Yeah.
Or else your body will give up or something.
Yes.
Oh my. But yeah, congratulations. Finishing, congratulations on your freedom.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On that we finished this episode.
Yeah.
Finished reading this wonderful building wenting chapter.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think it's very funny. I think it's so nice. I really want to include Mindy in the story, sitting there with her knives and
Yeah, and small Sam is scared of her.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. Trudy is scared of her.
Oh yes.
Or she will just think bad stuff about her.
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Person.
Oh, I really want them to meet and then they hate each other.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you write this?
No, they hate each other, and then at some point they go through adventures, and they're like, okay, we need to work together, and then they, I don't know, realize that they have something in common, and then they're like, oh, okay, now we're best friends.
This takes place in the time when Lisa is missing and Jim is in jail.
Oh my gosh! Oh my... Okay, back... Season one, people. Season one, please listen to it. Oh my gosh. I really want to continue writing.
I mean, you can.
No. Not yet. We want to see how it ends. Yeah. So, yeah. I think this was everything for today. Thank you all for joining.
Yeah.
And thank you for the listener for listening to this episode. And what should be our last sentence?
You will regret this.
Yeah, I'm also for this sentence.
You will regret this.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for listening.
We will hear each other again.
We will hear each other again.
Yeah, write to us, reach out, no problem.
Yeah. So, 3, 2, 1. You will regret it! Bye, bye. Und ich möchte nicht, dass Mama mir was spoilert.
Oh, du auf Seite 30.
Oh, die Kussszene. Stuff is happening in
the Japan. Wir kriegen uns gegenseitig ein.
Oh la la. Oh, also heute den ganzen Tag ist so spicy, I drink a whole liter of milk.
Oh, oh my gosh. Bonjour, bonjour. This is just a small part from our outtakes, where you can find the full version on our Patreon, Fiction After Lunch. We hope you had a great time with this episode, and listen to you next time. Bye-bye!